slumped on his right side, knees drawn up to his chest, eyes open but unmoving. Plagueis watched the second Ichane succumb to multiple stabs from the assassin's vibroblades. With blood welling out from under Plagueis' cupped right hand and glistening in a pool on the floor beneath his neck, they had taken him for dead. But now they were moving from the body of one fallen Mune to the next, checking for signs of life and finishing what they had begun. A few had lowered their black hoods, revealing themselves to be Maladians, the same group Sidious had employed to deal with Vidar Kim. For an instant he wondered if Sidious had secretly taken out a second contract, but he immediately dismissed the thought, born as it was of his not wanting to admit to himself that the Grand had bested him. He wondered if the Maladians had actually been bold enough to kill the prominent Canted Circle members they were impersonating. Unlikely, given that the assassins were known and respected for their professionalism. The members had probably been rendered unconscious by gas or some other means. Not a meter away stood 114D, five decapitator discs protruding from his alloy body, and telltale lights blinking in the midst of a self-diagnosis routine. Having run himself through a similar test, Plagueis knew that he had lost a great deal of blood, and that one of his subsidiary hearts was in fibrillation. Sith techniques had helped him perform chemical cardioversions on his other two hearts, but one of them was working so hard to compensate that it too was in danger of becoming arrhythmic. Plagueis moved his eyes just enough to fix the locations of some of the 24 assassins that had survived the Sun Guard's counterattack. Then he dug deep into the Force and catapulted himself to his feet. The closest of the assassins swung to him with raised vibroblades and rushed forward, only to be flung backward off the canted stage and against the room's curved walls. Others Plagueis felled with his hands by snapping necks and putting his fists through armored torsos. Spreading his arms wide, he clapped his hands together, turning every loose object in the vicinity into a deadly projectile. But the Maladians were far from run-of-the-mill murderers. Members of the cult had killed and wounded Jedi, and in response to confronting Force powers, they didn't shrink or flee, but simply changed tactics, moving with astounding agility to surround Plagueis and wait for openings. The wait lasted only until Plagueis attempted to unleash lightning. His second subsidiary heart failed, paralyzing him with pain and nearly plunging him into unconsciousness. The assassins wasted not a moment, throwing themselves at him in groups, though in a vain attempt to penetrate the Force shield he raised. Again he rallied, this time with a ragged sound dredged from deep inside that erupted from him like a sonic weapon, shattering the eardrums of those within 10 meters and compelling the rest to bring their hands to their ears.